The former Soviet Republic of Uzbekistan says it warned a Western ally before last week's deadly truck attack in Stockholm that the suspected perpetrator was a recruit of the Islamic State group. Stefan Boss reports that questions have been raised as to why this apparent intelligence information was not used to prevent the attack, in which at least four people were killed.
Uzbekistan's foreign minister, Abdulaziz Kamilov, suggested that last week's truck attack in the Swedish capital Stockholm could have been prevented. He said the man who allegedly carried out the attack, 39-year-old Rahmat Akilov, was recruited by the Islamic State group after leaving Uzbekistan in 2014. Minister Kamilov said that information about Rahmat Akilov had been passed to one of Uzbekistan's Western partners so that, in his words, the Swedish side could be informed. Kamilov did not identify the intermediary country or organization. Minister Kamilov said the suspect had actively urged his compatriots to travel to Syria in order to fight for Islamic State. Akilov allegedly used online messaging services to recruit potential fighters. It is seen as rare for the Uzbek authorities to disclose such intelligence details. Sweden's security service said it can neither confirm nor deny receiving the information from Uzbekistan. An Uzbek security source said this week that Akilov had tried to travel to Syria in 2015 to join the Islamic State group, but he was reportedly detained at the Turkish Syrian border and deported back to Sweden. Security sources said Uzbekistan authorities had in February put him on a wanted list of people suspected of religious extremism. But Swedish police revealed last week they had intelligence on Akilov in 2016, but that they could not verify the information. Rahmat Akilov was detained after four people were killed and 15 injured when a truck rammed a department store in central Stockholm. He has already pleaded guilty to terrorism crimes. However, Swedish prosecutor Hans Irman said the investigation is still ongoing.
We will do whatever we can to get all the guilty person in front, put them in front of the court. If they're one person or others, that's what we are investigating right now. But that is our main purpose.
No group has claimed the Stockholm attack. Suspect Akilov reportedly ran from the scene of the crash, still covered in blood and glass, and was detained later in a northern suburb of Stockholm. He reportedly left a wife and four children behind in Uzbekistan to earn money to send home. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.